we are 24/7. We want to be there whenever the visitor's there. And often that's silly o'clock in the morning when no one's going to be around. If you're doing it yourself for your own business, 24/7 is not practical, because obviously there's going to be a time when you don't want to have to answer work stuff. Not doing it because you're worried about not doing it properly. And I think that's the reason why a lot of businesses don't have it, because they think, I'm no way going to put a bot on there for my visitors, because that's going to annoy everyone. But I know we can't practically do it ourselves. So a line is drawn under it, and that's it. When you actually can, I think it's a case of be there as much as you can. If you're outsourcing it to someone like us, then we would be there 24/7, so you don't miss anything.
You're listening to the Bookkeepers Podcast, sponsored by Xero.
I use Xero's accounting and bookkeeping software to manage my clients' accounts, and I love it. If you haven't tried it yet, head over to Xero.com with an X, and you can either start a free 30-day trial or sign up to Xero's partner program to join their amazing community of forward-thinking accountants and bookkeepers.
Hi, and welcome to the Bookkeepers Podcast. I'm Zoe Whitman. I'm here with Jo Wood, and we're joined by Lee Rennie from Melu today, talking about chatbots, but real human chatbots, which I'm really excited to hear more about. Lee, can you start by telling us a bit about your background and what you do, please?
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me, both of you. It's a pleasure to be on here at last. Melu is a managed live chat company. So as you said, it's real people. And it started in 2018. Previously, I owned and ran a web design company. So it was all very much about doing things on websites to make them better for the visitors, rather than focusing on what the actual client or the business wants themselves on the website, which is often kind of overlooked. What does the visitor want when they hit it? And so live chat seemed to be a really good way for us to engage with visitors and actually help turn them into business, which is kind of why you have a website in the first place.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because I mean, I was a bookkeeper building my practice for a long time with no website. And it's not a great thing to do. What's the importance, and like what does a website do for your business?
Well, it is kind of, it's you being open and available 24/7 really is the main reason. I mean, it used to be a very long time ago that websites were more like a brochure to kind of show what you could do. But I think attention spans, how long people are prepared to research things and find things that they want, has got so much shorter that websites need to be a lot more kind of snappy and effective. So people are on there because they want a bookkeeper, they want an accountant, whatever it might be. And if they can't quite find the right thing they want, which often is right there in front of them, they will go back to Google, they'll find another website. So first of all, if you haven't got a website, no one's going to find you. You're going to have to hope that you get lots of referrals from your existing clients or friends and things like that, which of course do work for bookkeepers. You know, that's how we found ours. It was all about referral-based stuff. But people still want to check you out. You know, they might want to go onto the website and just see where you're based and what you look like and all that sort of stuff. So that's kind of like the bare minimum of why you have one.
Yeah, I think that there's something about the credibility of having a website. I gave Joe a really hard time for not having a website. But I think I also helped you, Joe. I'm just not like a completely horrible friend. There's something about the credibility that comes with having a website. And I remember having an example. We've got a tree in our garden, and a guy knocked at our door and he said, "Oh, your tree looks a bit big. I'm a tree surgeon in the area, and I'm doing some work at one of your neighbours." And he was doing some work at one of our neighbours. And you know, "I've got some time this week. If you want, I can do it." And I mean, I was like smart guy, you know, go and just find work in the area. But he gave me a leaflet or something, and it said about what he did, and it had his mobile number on. And first of all, I was like, okay, it's just a mobile number, not a landline. Makes me instantly think, okay, it's not like, is it an established business? I don't know. And I said, look, I'll go away and find out about it. And I'll come back to you. And he said he was going to come back later. And there was no information on the leaflet about who he was, what his business was called. It just said like insured tree surgeon. And I couldn't find out what his company was called. I searched in our local Facebook group to see if anyone had recommended this guy, like I'd seen his van. And I was like, because I couldn't very quickly validate who he was, even though I did need that tree it needed some work. Although I wouldn't normally just buy from a doorstep seller, just saying, but you know, it was one of those things where I was like, actually, this might solve a problem I have. So yeah, I could do this, but because I couldn't verify who he was, I was like, no, I don't know. And I can't trust that I'm going to work with you. And for something like bookkeeping, people need to see you as a professional. They probably do need to see your licenses, your qualifications. They need to see your company name, all that stuff on your website, just to be like, okay, they're legit. We're good. And recommendations are great. But even if someone mentions your name at a coffee shop, they're like, oh, I know someone who could help you. When they go home to go and look you up and they can't find a website or find out anything about what you do, they are going to struggle to like build that trust. So sure. I see it's really important. How do you get people to the website in the first place? And then how do you get them to stay there?
Well, I think that's another huge thing, because again, it used to be in the past, you build a website and they would just come to it, you know, you'd get traffic straight away. And of course, we know that's not the case. You know, that the emergence of things like social media and TikTok and, you know, video stuff that we do, it's all to get attention, to bring people to us, which is either bringing us directly, coming to an event, or going onto our websites. So having a website doesn't mean you're going to get traffic. And unfortunately, a lot of these companies that provide services to help you build a website really quickly say they'll get you traffic, but it isn't as easy as that. And I'm no search engine optimization or SEO expert, but it takes a lot of work. So I think the main reason that someone would have a website and expect to get things out of it would be if they're investing in it. And it's not just to build it, it's to build it and then regularly market it. And that's where the digital marketing comes in. So whether you're doing things like this, like a podcast that attracts people to it, or you're doing content, or you're doing SEO, paid ads, you've got to try and get people on there. Otherwise, no one's going to see it. So that's the other side to it.
Yeah. And I mean, this has been a whole new learning curve for me. And we changed our own website and we invested and got proper website design done. And it's definitely made a big difference. Actually, you know, we created a website ourselves and it was good and it had everything that we needed. But then, you know, that whole SEO and learning and looking at the data, I mean, that's what we do. It's like, oh, wow, you can see that this is having a difference. But sure. Then so just even having a landing page was like brand new for me. But now you're talking about like live chat. You call it a human live chat or managed live chat. And what are so let's talk about live chat. What is it? And what are all the different types of live chat?
Sure. So most people have probably seen the more common one, which is a chat bot, which is an automation. It's AI. It's sometimes it's not even AI. It's just predefined scripted things that say someone starts a chat and it will say, do you want one of these things that we provide? And it will just send you in a certain direction. They work in certain situations, generally the bigger companies, ones handling huge volumes where having real people just isn't practical. They work really well. But the problem is lots of small to medium businesses which need that more personal, engaging feel to get their clients try to use them as well. And it doesn't work most of the time and people get infuriated. I mean, we get at least 100 chats a day that start by someone saying, are you a real person or are you a bot? Because that's what they expect now, especially with AI being so huge, you know, ChatGPT and all this stuff. Everyone just expects that unless you're actually physically looking at someone, they're not real. You know, you can even have phone calls now where my phone has got this new AI where it can actually, I can type and it will talk instead. You know, it's crazy what you can do. So generally, people are pretty wary of that. So chatbots get a bit of a bad reputation for that very reason. They work in the right place, but yeah, small to medium businesses kind of have misused them, I think, and therefore it's caused people to get a bit annoyed with them. So that's like the most popular one, but also, in my opinion, like the worst one. The next best thing is the one where it's a human. And that will obviously be best if it's done by the company themselves. So imagine on your new website, if you two had live chat available, and it pinged on your phone every time someone started the chat, you'd be able to give them the best possible responses. However, you wouldn't get much else done because that phone will be pinging every few minutes. You'd be trying to do other things. You'd be in meetings. You'll be in bed, you know, because live chat should be 24/7. So it's hard for businesses to do it themselves, which is probably what meant they went to the chatbot. Whereas what we do is basically we're doing it for you. And I think a lot of businesses just don't realize that's an available option. Everyone knows you can outsource your telephone answering. A lot of businesses do, especially when they're starting up, because they don't want to miss anything. And that kind of ties into why you should have live chat, because you don't want to miss an opportunity. So if your phone rings, you're like, ah, grab the phone, quick answer. Someone wants something. But if someone's on your website, you don't really know what they're doing because they just hit it and then they come off again. So having the live chat means they can chat, they can talk to a real person, and actually you can convert them then into a lead. So that's the main benefit of the human side of it.
I think of when you go, like when you're on a holiday website or something and you're booking a holiday and then a little chat pops up and then you ask a question and then you realize it's just trying to search through all of the, like, it's clearly robotic. It's using information that it's got and you have to put a word in and then you're like stuck in a queue. Like my whole experience of it is not good. So so to hear that a human could be on the other end when I'm just, because I'm just comparing against AI and, you know, so many of us are using, I'm in like some Slack groups and you'll have like someone's Slack bot will jump up and say something because it's a certain time. And I think we're so used to that. And it almost makes you, at first it was like, oh, this is cool. There's bots talking to me. And now it's like, oh my gosh, can the person just fix this for me? I just need a real person to sort it out.
Yeah. And sometimes what they do is I think it's more of a triage. There is a person behind it. I think quite a few companies do it where you can get past the bot fairly quickly, but if you know you want the person, it's a bit annoying to have to go through the bot process. Kind of like when you ring a number and it says dial 2 for this, and you know, having done it before, that you've got about 5 buttons to press before you get where you want. And it just drives
you mad. It does. It's exactly like that, because you know in your head what you want and you know that the answers, when they say, do you want this, this or this or other? Yeah. And I'm like, other?
Yeah.
Has this answered your question? No. And it's building frustration, and you've got to think that's your brand.
Yes.
That's what people are feeling. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not what you say, it's how you make people feel. And if people are getting frustrated as soon as they're interacting with you, that's speaking volumes for your brand. And do you know, and I think this is partly why I didn't have one, because I was like, I don't know how to do it well. I'll just stick to like, reach out to me, reach out to on my LinkedIn, reach out, like, because I didn't know how to do a website well. And it's always, but we're still like, we've invested in a website, but we don't have live chat and we do get emails come through. And we try and keep up, but yeah, there is an element where it's not instant. And that's the thing, isn't it? We are not in a competition with the next bookkeeper. We're in competition with Deliveroo and Amazon and, you know, all of that stuff that is giving everyone such quick, instant experiences. And if you're not doing that with your brand, you're damaging it. People are going to get wound up, and that's so a question we've had, which I think you've answered, but I'm going to put it here because Leander's asked, does live chat run 24 hours and does human live chat run 24 hours a day?
It depends. So on the human side, there's that, there's two ways of doing it. There's doing it yourself and then having someone like Milu do it for you. We are 24/7. Because, you know, we want to be there whenever the visitor's there. And often that's silly o'clock in the morning when no one's going to be around. But if you're doing it yourself for your own business, 24/7 is not practical, because obviously there's going to be a time when you don't want to have to answer work stuff. You'll be asleep on holiday, that sort of thing. But it depends on the volume. You know, if it's a website that's not getting huge volumes of traffic, it probably won't get huge volumes of chats either. So in the beginning, you could probably manage it to say, well, I'll do from about 8 to 8, Monday to Friday. And if anything comes in, I'll try and get it. But of course, the worst thing there is if you miss one, that's a negative as well. And it kind of matches with a point you just made there, Joe. Actually, you made two really good points in what you just said. The one that's relative to this, though, is not doing it because you're worried about not doing it properly. And I think that's the reason why a lot of businesses don't have it, because they think, I'm no way going to put a bot on there for my visitors, because that's going to annoy everyone. But I know we can't practically do it ourselves. So a line is drawn under it and that's it. When you actually can, it's just companies like, you know, there are a few companies like Milu. We're not the only ones that do this, but they're not as mainstream and as well known as like telephone answering. So yeah, I think it's a case of be there as much as you can, but you know, if you're outsourcing it to someone like us, then we would be there 24/7, so you don't miss anything. Mm. But the other point I just wanted to mention from what you said, Joe, was you said a bit about not doing it because you're worried about doing it well. The other part you mentioned was the thing about the chat and what your expectations are. So a lot of people will know that a big business will make them go through the, you know, you have to go through the process. The phone is a nightmare. Live chat's probably a bot and it's going to go through a load of stuff before you can get to the end. Smaller businesses, of course, are nothing like those large businesses. And they have the ability to look after their clients and their visitors a lot more. So if they put those same processes in place as a massive company, they're going to have that same negativity that the massive companies get. You're like, no one likes sitting in a queue on a phone. But when a company is as big as the likes of, you know, I won't name any companies, but, you know, the big companies we all use for mobile phones, satellite TV, all that sort of stuff, they've all got terrible reviews for their customer service, but yet they're billion-pound companies because they've got the market. Small businesses, you know, you can't afford to do that. You've got to look after who comes on your website. And that's why they should do it either themselves or have a real person there.
So can you manage, so I'm just thinking about, you know, we've said, oh, you know, everyone knows that you can pay for telephone answering. I don't know if everyone does know that. And you know, when I started out running my own business, I never thought, oh, someone else could answer the phone. I just thought, oh, I don't want to have a phone number. People are going to ring me up. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, someone can answer the phone. Someone can reply. And we have a VA and the VA replies to our emails. Yeah. And, you know, so why can't we outsource this stuff? But I think often it comes down to cost and just thinking, yeah, oh gosh, you know, I'm spending. And Joe and I, actually, we've just come off of a call with some of our startup community. And we were saying, well, there are things you do which are an investment, and it's decide, you know, these things aren't a cost, they're an investment in your business. And this is exactly the same. You're, yeah, investing in this service because it's a really good way for you to capture hot leads. They're people who've come to your website, they've read about you, they're on your site right now, and they're looking for a bookkeeper. So we need to say, hey, how are you? Even my dentist has it on her website. She has a pop-up and it, her little face comes up and she's like, hi, do you need some help?
Lovely white teeth.
Lovely white teeth. I'm like, yes, I want my teeth to look like yours. Tell me how to do that. But, you know, I think that there is a big opportunity. But so can you man it yourself and then have someone man it for you out of hours? Is that like, is that a thing?
Yeah, it depends. That's not something that we ourselves offer. We only offer a service to do it completely for our clients. But we do have some that have, they'll do during the day with their own software. Well, I say their own software. They'll have got something like Intercom or Live Chat Inc. There's lots of companies that provide just the software for you to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain time, the code switches so that it comes to us. So they can't kind of jump onto a chat that we would handle, but they can do it themselves during the day. So, I mean, it depends on what someone's business is like. I mean, if they're a sole trader, a one-man band sort of thing, you know, answering chats is asking a lot because they are going to have phone calls, meetings, picking up the kids. You know, they might not work normal office hours and therefore they can't answer chats at the right time. And I think just like you said, Joe, that's another thing that will put them off even trying it because they don't want to miss chats. They don't want the visitor to think, oh, great, there's chat. And then it's ringing, no one answers. That just leaves bad taste in your mouth. You hit the back button, you find another bookkeeper. So yeah, it's about finding the right need for you, which is why I mentioned digital marketing. If you're paying to get people on your site, it's almost a given that you should be able to give them the live chat to help convert some of that. If you're not, you probably could do it yourself because you won't get a huge volume of chats coming through and it's more manageable.
So interesting. It's so interesting about, you know, talking about like the smallest of businesses and how business has changed over time. We were just actually saying about the fact, like, should I get a business card in our startup community? Because things have changed so much. We're able to leverage our impact with like services like this, services like Moneypenny, who answer the phone, with a virtual assistant. And no one needs to be full time and a big cost. So I know that there'll be people here going, this is great, but I bet it's well expensive and it's completely out of my price range. Would you tell us about, like, what does a starting package look like? What's the support you'd get? Like, is it based on the traffic to your website? Is it based, or like, what's it based on? How do you charge for this?
Well, we do it based on the volume of chats that come through, or the volume of raised chats. So chats might start, and it might be someone trying to sell to you. We get a lot of chats where people are saying they'll get to the top of Google, that sort of stuff. So those things don't count. And if someone doesn't actually say anything, they don't count either. So it's only legitimate chats that we've had a conversation. And we do it based on a kind of a startup package of up to 50 is £155 a month plus VAT. And we've had conversations with many people where they've thought, oh my gosh, that's way too much. But what we do is we do a free trial to begin with. And actually all we're ever trying to do is get someone to try us, because by the end of that trial, they'll know if there was the value from what they got during that trial to actually then go, okay, well, it's 155, but I made £500 worth of, you know, leads or new clients. So therefore I can justify it. And a really great example of this is we've got a YouTube video of this kind of interview I did with one of our clients who's an accountant, but they also do bookkeeping. He had a chat come through at just before 6 p.m. on a Friday evening. And it was someone who wasn't going to be able to call, but they wanted to set up a meeting for as soon as possible. We took it. We booked the call through Calendly. Lots of people use that or similar processes where they can book a meeting. And we booked it for someone at 10 a.m. on the Monday. We had quite a long chat with this person, booked them in. On that Monday, the accountant took the call, did a proposal, and by the end of that day, they'd signed them up to a $1,600 a month retained contract. So every month now, that accountant's, and this is only one of the many jobs they've got from live chat, they've got $1,600 a month coming in, and they're paying us $155 for that.
Yeah.
So for them, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, no, totally. I completely get it. And I'm thinking, you know, if you had 50 inquiries on your website, how many of those would you expect? And this is interesting, because we often talk about how many conversations do you need to have to be able to get somebody on a sales call? And then how many of your sales calls will you convert into a paying customer? And I think that often, like for many of the bookkeepers in our group, like they know their stuff. If they can get the person on the phone or in a call or a meeting, they're fairly likely to win the client. I think actually we did a survey about this. We were looking at like, what's the success rate? And it was something like, I think people were like a third of the time they were confident they'd win the client, something like that. So I'm just thinking, if you had 50 leads or 50 leads through your website, chats, how many of those are likely in your experience to actually book a call and take the next step to speak to the, like, I guess you work with other, not just bookkeeping and accounting, but other sort of service professionals. How many of them are likely to book a call?
Yeah. What generally happens is it's around 50% of the chats that happen will lead on to either getting someone's details so that the client can call them back or booking them in for a call. Okay. So not all of our clients have Calendly or anything like that set up. So we'd be taking their name, email address, telephone number, business name, location, that sort of stuff. And then it's up to the client to follow up. Mm-hmm. And we don't get much feedback on their success from that point, because, of course, we don't know how quickly they act on it. But part of the whole live chat benefit is that it's if it's during the day and you see that a chat's just happened and someone wants a call, you can call them straight back. That just adds to that benefit. But I would say 50% on in general of the chats that happen are going to turn into a lead. Then it's whether the client can convert them or not. So
interesting. So then it's about their internal processes, and that, you know, that this is something we help our bookkeepers with so much, because it is, you know, you've then got to make sure you've got the good follow-up. Let's say they've booked on Calendly, you then need to make sure they get some kind of automated message straight away to say thanks for booking, this is what's going to happen next. And we talk to our bookkeepers a lot about like sending a video and making sure you've got touch points. Maybe you send them text reminders because you want to make sure they actually get on that call next, and then it's your job to make sure you're selling. So that obviously that's beyond your role, but it's really interesting to hear. If you were paying for 50 conversations, I mean, obviously there's another job here for people to drive traffic to their website so they have 50 conversations, but 25 of those might turn into a call. If you're confident that if you can get them on the call, and some are going to drop off, so let's say 20 turn up to the call, if 20 of those people turn up to the call and you think a third of the time you're going to win the client, you might get six clients. So, you know, if you think about the maths, I love how you can reverse engineer business, because then all you've got to do is pile in the leads at the top and you've got to work out what activity does that. So,
yes. And I mean, that right there is the main benefit. Well, not benefit, sorry. The main reason why you should have live chat is because I truly believe that less and less people that visit websites are prepared to make a phone call. Some people are phone people. So my wife and I are the complete opposite on this scale. I will avoid making a phone call at all costs. She will ring up about the smallest little thing. And I think, why are you on hold? Why are you doing that when you could just send them a message or even, you know, chat if they've got live chat? The people that aren't going to call are the ones that are going to be the bouncers. You know, so if you are doing any sort of SEO or pay-per-click, you've got Google Analytics or something similar set up, you'll see what your bounce rate is. And that's basically when someone comes into your site and then leaves very quickly and doesn't really absorb what's on there. They're the sort of people that are looking for something like now. They're probably not going to make a phone call. They want to see something, book something in so it can do it at another time that's suitable for them. And that's where having live chat really helps, because it almost helps them stick a little bit longer, because they might start chatting and ask a couple of questions because they know they can do it without picking up the phone. So if we can book through Calendly as well, they're much more likely to turn up. And that's another point there. We've seen a lot higher rates of conversion from a turning up and getting in touch with them point of view when they are booked in, because people feel a bit bad about not showing up. Whereas if we take someone's details and the client rings them back, you know, they can ghost them, they can not pick up for days on end. Whereas if they're booked in, it's in their calendar, they're kind of like, oh, I've got to do this, or they'll cancel and tell you. At least you can then have a conversation with them. So it depends on the visitor, but I think a lot less people call. So telephones, of course, are still great, but there needs to be other things available for the ones that aren't going to call. And that's what a lot of businesses are missing.
What I love about this is that for a free trial, maybe a punt on £155, you're going to find out quite a lot of information about how well your website's working that you don't know at the moment. Because you've mostly spent hundreds, if not thousands of pounds investing in a website, thinking that you should have it, you need it, and now you don't actually know how well it's working. But this is going to kind of really show you quite quickly if and again, like Zoe said about experimenting, I'm always like, oh, let's test this, let's do it, like, let's find out the numbers, let's see if it's working. And then I think business is just about tweaking the 1% improvements across the board. And so I think this sounds cool. So when we were speaking beforehand, you said that you usually do an offer for a trial, but you've got a special offer for people in our community.
Yes, that's right. So if you were just to go onto our website today, it will say that you get a 14-day free trial, so 2 weeks. Generally, we get a lot of a feel about a site and what they're going to get in that time. But for you guys, anyone in your network, we can do a 28-day free trial, which is, you know, basically a month. The longer the trial, then the more chance there'll be that a good lead will come through that the client can convert. And it's that's then going to make them feel like, yes, you know, this works. Of course, that it all comes down to how much a client is worth. You know, we've got a lot of clients where they might only get one lead every 2 or 3 months, but it's worth thousands, so it makes it worthwhile. And then you've got others that are selling products or services that are low value, and therefore they need a lot of them to justify it. So of course that's going to come into it, but it's not difficult to see, okay, I want a client or two clients or 10 worth this. Melio are going to want to charge me this. Does it work? Mm-hmm. And the only way you'll really know that is by doing the trial, which is why we offer it for free, so that you can see that for yourself.
Oh, amazing. And how can people get a free trial, Lee?
On our website, there is a sign up form. Really simple. It just needs to know your details, your website. And then there's a little promotional area on there where you can put in a code. So if they put in 6FB, we'll know that it's come from this, and therefore we'll be able to apply the extra trial. And should they continue after that, they'll get a 15% discount as well from that 155. So it'll be a little bit
less. Amazing. That's amazing. So that's meluchat.com. MeluChat.com and then 6FB. That's amazing. And I think, you know, anyone watching this, if you haven't got a website, this is your first action. Think about your website. Second action is give this a try and track the stats. Jo and I are always talking to our Success Lounge members about the numbers, or as you can see, what can you reverse engineer once you know those numbers? It just helps you with everything around marketing. And we have so many questions about how do I find clients. Well, you might have people who want to be a client, but they can't work out, or they don't feel they can phone you, or they're not finding what they need. So is this the way we can capture them?
Yeah, I think a lot of there's a lot of people that don't look at a lot of what they're looking at on the screen. They don't take it in. And often we're just answering things that actually they could have found if they'd just spent a bit longer. But this is back to that attention span thing. They haven't got the time to sit and look. So they ask on live chat. And you might think, well, you know, where's the value in that if they're just asking a question? But they then realize that the real people are on this website. This is a serious business. They're doing things well. And this is their first impression of that business. So, oh, great. Well, I've already been on three other bookkeeper sites and none of them had live chat, or one of them did and it was a bot. You guys have got real people. You're obviously looking after me, much more likely to stick with you and at least hear you out. And Zoe, what you said earlier about people being able to convert on, you know, a third of the time, it's giving them that opportunity to get the conversion rather than them just disappearing because they couldn't see something that actually was a little bit further down the page. They just didn't scroll.
Yeah, I love that. And also, like, if you go with this trial and try it out and you get no traffic at all, you know that there's something wrong with your website. Like, it's, you know, it's going to be so eye-opening. So thank you so much, Lee, for today. I had no idea, and I love coming on to podcast sessions where I'm completely clueless about the subject, because I think most of our listeners will be too. And so it's good to just be nosy and ask and find out. And I can really see after our conversation how this is an amazing benefit. And it's not a cost. Like, straight away, we always think, oh, it's a cost. It's like, I can easily see how this is an investment and there's going to be a return on the investment very quickly. And you're then offering it, look, just try us out for 28 days. See what happens. So thank you so much for the offer.
If it doesn't work out, you know, there's no commitment. We don't take any payment details at all at the beginning of the trial. It's only if you want to continue. So, you know, there really is very little to risk. It's worth a try just to see what's happening on your website, really.
Amazing. Oh, look, thanks so much, Lee. So if you want to connect with Lee, if you go to meluchat.com, are you elsewhere on social media where people can connect with you directly as well?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, although I'll get told off by Ashley Leeds for this, but I haven't posted for a while. he's reminding me occasionally. He sent me a happy birthday message back in January. And at the end, it was like, by the way, you haven't posted for a while. Slap on the wrist. But yes, I'm on LinkedIn. There's quite a few videos on there I did last year of just trying to kind of educate about this. So feel free to connect on LinkedIn. That's pretty much the main network that we're on.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here, and thanks everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Bookkeepers Podcast. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Bookkeepers Podcast. Why not join us in the Six Figure Bookkeepers Club at sixfigurebookkeeper.club, or visit our website sixfigurebookkeeper.com.